And we give a corner away, 1 minute to go, the game's over. Game's up. They ain't going to score two goals in a minute.
No,
Shelby will take his time. The Lino's telling him to come on and take it quicker.
Chewbacca with a man and a match. May the force be with you. Come on, man. The two positives out of today, the two goals, apart from that, would be not a crap. This is probably the worst performance of the season, Tom, to be honest, here at home.
It's worse 20 than seconds the, to go.
It's worse, than the West, it's worse than the West Ham game early this season.
Ball over the top. Wilson shoots, looking for his fourth.
Probably worse than the Arsenal game, to be honest, Tom, because Arsenal, you know, we just handed it on, didn't we, really? And there you go, Newcastle win the game. 4-2.
There you go, 4-2, game over.
God's sake.
What can you say? It was
another three points dropped.
Yeah, 3 points dropped in a defining match of the season for me. If you want to get Champions League football, to gift Newcastle goals like we did today is not good enough at any standard. But the first goal comes by Saintou trying the Cruyff turn on the 18-yard box and loses the ball. They're in on goal within seconds, and Callum Wilson slots the ball away after poor decision from him. The second goal is a corner kick. And Dummett outleaps for Farner at the back post, heads it in, and Casper can only parry it into the roof of the net. Leicester make the change and go for it. Ungo Blaine's taken off on Didier, bringing on Perez, but within 3 minutes, the goal had gone in. A ball round the corner. Wilson gets in. Timmy Cassani can only play a very, very weak back pass, and he rounds Casper Schmeichel and slots it into the back of the net. The fourth goal, well, Callum Wilson makes another run in behind our back four, and Fofana doesn't even pick him up. He hits a post and taps in the rebound. Leicester come back in some ways. A thunderous strike by Mark Albrighton with a bat from a bat ball back into the back of the net. But on a day where Leicester should have been aimed for the Champions League, they look more like relegation fodder for me. And this goes back to last season and the performance against Bournemouth. We look frail and weak. And without Johnny Evans being playing tonight, the main man at the back, Leicester look a shadow of their shells. With any idea of how to defend. Jamie, what's your thoughts, mate?
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. You can't, even though we scored two goals, you can't even get the positive out of the two goals because the game was gone then, wasn't it, at 4-0? It was embarrassing up until, well, I don't know, the whole 90 minutes was embarrassing, really. Manager was strolling around like a bloody prima donna. There was no, Vardy's lost his touch. I don't know what's happened to him. I know it doesn't make a one-man team, but Vardy's lost his touch. There's no impotence there. He hasn't got the intensity. He loses the ball too easy. Some of the substitutions tonight, I don't understand some of the substitutions. And like it said, the minds are on the FA Cup final. I don't care what anyone says. You're this close to getting to an FA Cup final. You're not going to put the last-ditch tackles in. You're not going to put your body on the line. You're not going to do it because you don't want to be injured. You don't want to be suspended for it. You don't want to get a stupid red card one game before. Stevie Walsh did it 20-odd years ago. Missed his place on the final. You don't want to miss out on one of the biggest days. Their minds weren't on it tonight. I don't care. It's the same as last year. It's the same as Bournemouth game last year. It's all slipping away. And it might be, yes, shambolic. We're still in the top four, but we don't deserve the top four because we haven't played well for weeks now. I don't think we've played well for weeks. You've just been slipping away for the last few weeks. Last month or so, it's been slipping away. And anybody that says, oh, no, it's not like last year at all. It's true. It is. It is slipping away. It is absolutely shambolic. It really is.
Tom, thanks for doing the watch along. Are you sticking around for a little bit?
Yeah.
Do you want to suffer some more? Brilliant. Okay. Jamie, listen, we're coming back to you, Jamie, in a second. I want to get as many views on as possible. Anthony says we're bottling it. And Anthony Sharman says it. And did he off? What the fuck? Yeah. Jamie's just mentioned the substitutions. And I want to go back to Jamie and Tom and ask them about the substitutions because tonight's a big, big game, and this is where Brendan Rodgers shows us, is he top, top notch, or is he not? And I have to question what's going on when, you know, I don't even know what the score was when Luke Thomas comes on, but it was certainly 3, if not 4-0 down, and you sort of think, that ain't going to do it. Keith says if we're in the top four, we deserve to be top four. Carl says, yeah, we didn't win again. We didn't. I was positive, but it was woeful. It was woeful. The two goals just paper over the cracks. Jamie, listen, you mentioned about the substitutions. I'm not going to completely blame Rodgers for tonight because the players on the pitch have to take the responsibility. But there were some strange substitutions. Ndidi off, Maddison off, Mendy on, Luke Thomas on. Was he pulling players off to try and for the cup final next week or for Man United? Or
I think he did that with Pereira. I think he did with Pereira because that was his first game for a few weeks, 3 or 4 weeks since the Southampton semi-final. Yeah, I understand why Thomas came on for Pereira, but Ndidi, why did he go off and why did Perez come on for him? Why did Perez come on for Maddison? Because Maddison, so frustrating, absolutely shocking today, absolutely shocking.
Who was shocking?
Maddison, what did he do tonight? He just strolled around like a prima donna, running round, turning circles, wasn't quick enough, no through balls, no nothing. It was just a waste of space, absolute waste of space it was today. It's Bournemouth, or like Tom said earlier, it's Bournemouth all over again. It's just slipping away. And anybody that doesn't agree with it, I've said this weeks ago, it's slipping away. People just laughed at me and had a go at me. You can see it now. It is slipping away again. It was embarrassing watching that today. Absolutely embarrassing. It really was. We did no fight, no passion, no nothing. They didn't want it. They're just looking for next week.
Tom Fee says, thanks for your commentary tonight. It must have been just painful. Pleasure. Thanks, Fee, for that. I mean,
I called it a time when he took Ndidi off. I said this can go two ways. It can go the way that he's clever and he's pushing people further forward, but we could get picked off within 2 minutes of me saying that. We got picked off by one simple ball round the corner. And at this level, I'm sorry, you've got to be able to do more than play one ball round the corner. Tonight's game has said it all to me. Without Johnny Evans at the back, Sion Chu looks average. And a comical of a defender. Fofana looked nervous, and that's the first time I think I've ever said that without him playing at the back. He didn't unsure. I mean, the goal for Callum Wilson's hat-trick, I'm sorry, he's pointing where he wants the ball. Sion, you can see where he's pointing and still stands there and lets Wilson run off Fofana and does nothing about it. This is comical defending. This is Sunday morning park football defending that was tonight for me, for Leicester. For a team who's in the Champions League, and what happened? Are we in the Champions League? You finish where you finish at the end of the league. All credit to Newcastle tonight. They were brilliant. They were brilliant. They didn't park the bus like everyone said they were going to. They pressed us high. The first goal came from a high press on the 18-yard line. Not many teams come to Leicester and press us on the 18-yard line because they knew Cags had a mistake in them and they penalised on it. They just did everything well tonight, Newcastle. We couldn't pass the ball to a man in blue half the time. You can't do that. You ain't going to win a football match. And I'm sorry. I'm with Jamie on this one. This has got last season written all over. Look, I hope they prove me wrong. I really do. And I want them to prove me wrong. And, I'll have everyone come in here and comment. And Jamie will take it as well and say, oh, look, they did it. Got to go and get a result at Man United now. Got to get a result against Chelsea. Got to get a result against Tottenham. And you've got to hope that all these teams don't suddenly go on winning runs, including Tottenham. They're only 6 points off us. You know, it's so easy for the league to change around in two games now with the games, how quick they come in.
See, now we've got to rely on other results as well. Not just our own, we've got to rely on other results. It's not just us now. We've got to win ours and rely on other people helping us out, which we shouldn't have been in this situation. We should have not been in this situation.
Listen, famously, and I know Mark is waiting to come on, Ross and Gray, I'm going to get you on, guys. There's lots of people wanting to get their comments in. And Jamie and Tom, but Jamie, I've quite famously said I thought Nacho was over, and I've lived to eat my words after that because he's come back, scored a good goal again today, fair enough. I really am worried about Jamie Vardy because he doesn't look sharp in the slightest, Jamie. When he tried to do that lob, the keeper saves it. The keeper sees it coming. You know, he's had shots, he's had headers, he had the most. There was a stat come on the screen at one point. He's had 15 touches in 60 minutes. You know, and then he had two touches after that, and it bounced off. You know, I'm not trying to be too critical on him.
No. All I was going to say was for me,
and but we should have bought Aaron Wilson last summer.
We should have signed another striker. But
we've got two strikers and they're both on the pitch. No strikers on the subs bench.
Tom, according to form, we weren't allowed to because there was no money going around the whole country because of the pandemic. We had no money to spend whatsoever. That's what a lot of fans, we're going back to January now, when we didn't buy people to cover positions.
I was going to say, going back to Vardy, he's not looked to shadow himself since his hernia operation. Mm. And I don't care what anyone says, he was rushed back. I'm sorry, I don't think he was fit. And I don't think he's fully fit, and I don't think he's fully recovered, because he looks nowhere near the sharpness of the Vardy at the beginning of the season.
Tom, I'd said what Neil said here, I said in the second half. I said if that was anybody else apart from Vardy, they'd have been dropped.
I agree with you, but my point of view is I think Jamie was probably listening backstage with 5 minutes to go. Why aren't we putting Cags up front? You've got nothing to lose with 5 minutes to go. It's not one goal. I mean, it's not like we're 2-1 down. I understand you've got to be careful. We're 4-2 down with 5 minutes to go. We might as well lose 6-2 at home. And Leith gone, well, we put the man up front, we've whacked some balls in. But we're so predictable.
Tom,
we get the ball wide and we put it onto Albrighton, who has to cut inside. It's schoolboy defending for Newcastle because it's straight on his head. Every ball was on the Newcastle defend because it's being whipped in. And you've got two small strikes up there, and they are small comparison. Look at Joel Linton, who came on. That's the kind of striker, not saying he's that good or anything, but with that 5 minutes to go, you want that kind of striker on for Albrighton to whip the ball into.
Helen says, if you drop Vardy, who can we play with him? Stephen says, I think the players are thinking Rodgers is thinking we can get second, just constant on third and see what happens. Vardy's never going to be the man like seasons gone, rushed back and aging too. I think that's probably it. He is aging. You know, it's frustrating. Listen, go on, Tom.
No, I'm just going to say, I think the biggest thing for me is he was rushed back. I'm not making an excuse for him, mate, but the Vardy of the beginning of the season was destroying defenders. He hadn't lost a yard of pace. He was finishing for fun. Since that operation, he has not come back anywhere near the sharpness he was. And I still think he's carrying a knot, mate. I really do. I think he's playing through pain. I've got a feeling he is. Johnny Evans has been playing through the pain the last 3 weeks. I think it's taken its toll on him. And I think maybe this is what's done it.
Well, Tom, I said it, and again, you can watch the videos. I said in the January transfer window, we didn't sign anybody in January. And, you know, and people said there's nobody out there to sign, and I'll go... Well, again, people laughed when I said Jesse Lingard at the time. People laughed, and James he's made a difference. Me. Exactly. We've talked about Callum Wilson last summer, you know, Ollie Watkins going to Villa. There were players around there, you know. And if Villa can afford to buy Ollie Watkins, if Newcastle can afford to buy Callum Wilson, I'd like to think Leicester could, because I think financially we're in a better position. McBizzle, which is Michael watching out in the States, says Vardy was definitely rushed. I think we would all agree with that. Patrick saying we ain't got no cash. Patrick, you've got to be careful with some of this, because I know, you know. Anyway,
let's go for Ivan Tune. Yeah, let's see what the fans are. Let's see what they've got to say.
Here we go. Let's start with. I'm going to start with Mark. Go on then, Mark. Give us your views on it.
What do you want, my Madison views?
Well, I know you're gonna. We've not talked about Madison much yet. We've concentrated more on Vardy and Diddy. I know you're gonna want to say something about Madison. You're itching.
Yeah, well, he's just obviously living in Norwich. I saw a lot of him, and everybody raved about him, and. Somebody texted me actually and said, is he a good buy or not? And I said, well, apparently he is. But just lately, I just think he's a Grealish wannabe, or he's just not there, is he? He's not on the same track as everybody else, because I didn't see it tonight.
I mean, Tom, what was just going to say, I'm going to pass it to you, Tom, but I want to say, Madders, fans like Mark are not impressed by him. I'm going to revert back to what he did 3 or 4 weeks ago with his COVID party and say, what an idiot, even more so. When you see him on the pitch, you go, go on, Tom. Jesus.
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head. There's, you know, everyone keeps going on about Euros and stuff. Phil Foden's miles in front of him. He's even younger, and he's miles in front of James Maddison. Mason Mount, another young player, miles in front of Madison. Do you know why? Because they do the basics. They've been taught the basics right. Pass, move, dribble when they need to dribble, shoot when you get a shot or a chance. If not, pass it. Madison is so about, give me the ball, let me show everybody what I can do with the ball. 40 yards out last week, how many times did he shoot against Southampton? Just do the basic matters. We've seen a Madison, when he's playing well, he's untouchable at times. But at the moment, the Madison what we signed, was it 3 seasons ago, and for that second season, or the beginning of this season, is nowhere in sight for me. And we could say he's had an injury and this, that and the other, but even now he just doesn't look, he's strolling around the park. You're 4-0 down and you're strolling. No wonder he got dragged. But I just think I think he needs to concentrate on what he's doing. I know he's had a baby and it's probably tiredness and everything like that, but you're a professional footballer.
Well, he was partying the other week, Tom, so let's, I'm no. not having that either. You've no, got kids, Tom, I've got kids. Mate. You get up, what time do you get up to work, Tom?
Half past five. And I
half past five work. This morning. What time did you get home today, Tom?
I walked in the door at 7 o'clock.
And how many kids you got, Tom?
Two, and I've got a 1-year-old, you know.
Yeah, so let's not give these prima donnas.
I'm just saying, though, mate, but he could say lifestyle changes, but he's still not performing to anywhere where we've seen it. We've all seen Madison play to a level where he's, 20 times better than this? Where he hasn't been greedy, he's not been selfish. But at the moment, he's come back from this injury, and it all seems to me is he's bothered about making an impression for himself and getting on that plane to the Euros. Yeah. That's never going to happen. Me. Yeah,
it's never going to happen. Listen, I mean, Lox has said it, he's not even had the baby. I think he has had the baby, hasn't he?
No, he hasn't had it yet. She's only just had the scan, so she's not had it yet.
Carl says it wasn't just Madders who played bad, though. So let's go over to Ross. Go on, Ross. Where do you want to start?
Well, you've all taken the words. It's Bournemouth Mark II. It really is. And what really, really annoyed me, and I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to say this here without not saying swearing. If you look at the fourth goal, Callum Wilson's goal, Soyuncu, I mean, it's the worst performance Soyuncu's had this season. There's no dead play. It wasn't even attempting to try and at least go for the ball, like, you know, try and go on the goal line. I don't know if you've seen the goal again, but he doesn't even run. He's just like gentle jogging, even though he's in the box, and it really wound me up. Take out the two goals because they were good goals. That was our worst performance of the season. I mean, we were absolutely dreadful from start to finish, you know. But the thing is, the last 10 minutes, why didn't we play that from minute one? Why didn't we play that from minute one and not take 80 minutes to suddenly start playing well? That's what really annoys me. And being a Leicester fan, the fact is that, like when we played Fulham this season, we played awful. Took us 80 minutes to get going. I don't understand why it takes this long to get going. And Madison, yeah, 100%. Mason Mount's miles ahead of him. Foden's miles ahead of him. You know, Jamie said it earlier. Sorry, Jamie Senior, because obviously both run that. Where you're just dilly-dallying in the middle. You just shouldn't do that at all. And it just frustrates me. It really does. And you know, and I can't really take any positives out of this game apart from the two good goals. I mean, Mark Albright, it was a fantastic goal. We'd be raving about that goal had we won or drawn that game, but it's been overshadowed by the very, very lacklustre performance. And Jamie said it just earlier, we've now got to rely on other teams doing us the favour when we should be doing it ourselves. That's the thing.
And Reedy, sorry, Ross, mate. I want to get Reedy in on this one because Reese, thanks for the comment. I must admit, I was saying when we're 2-0 down, 3-0 down, 4-0 down, we've got to try something different, Reedy. And Reese says, why did we not try under today? He's on the bench, you know.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. When I saw half time, I thought we had to bring Perez on. Obviously, I wanted to brought Madison off. I don't know why. I'm more of a Madison fanboy than a lot of people in here. He didn't play well tonight at all. Yes, he bought 3 balls, but full through that I thought were decent. But yeah, it was average at best. And I think I would have tried under. I think Jack was a really big fan of maybe bringing him on. I said that I think we should keep him. I think maybe he should have come on to get through a bit more. But I don't know. You just got to give credit to Newcastle. They did brilliantly, and all they did was put ball straight through the, in one ball through, and they got it. So, and I think, like I say, I think the main reason why we tried a lot more at the end was because we got the goal, and I think that just gave us a bit of confidence just to force it. I mean, we got three nearly, didn't we? Obviously, Perez just missing that chance to make it three. So, say we got three goals in what, 10 minutes? We know we can. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we got two, but we nearly got three in 10 minutes.
I think though, Jamie, I think the two goals flattered us and made papered over cracks, because 4-0, we were absolutely.
We never looked like scoring, did we? And then all of a sudden, we score one goal, then we score another. No, it was just. I don't know why we didn't play. Like Reedy just said, why didn't we play? Or sorry, one of them, Ross said, why didn't we play for like that from the very beginning? That's what we needed to be. The very beginning, not the last 2 or 3 minutes of a game, last 10 minutes of a game, showing a little bit of passion. Like I say, it keeps saying there's been no fight, there's been no passion, there's been no nothing. And we're just going to slip away again. And people are not seeing it. People, oh, we're still in fourth place, at third place, top four. We've got to rely on other people's results now to help us out. It should be in our own hands, not in other people's results. So, yeah, I'm feeling a bit embarrassed about that tonight, to be honest. Wasn't the best performance we've ever set up. Shocking. Really
is
shocking.
Worst of the season. I think worst of the season.
But the week before the final, we should be revving up and going, not playing how we're playing.
Go
Those
on,
players'
Ross.
Minds were on the game, on the FA Cup final tonight. Simple as.
No, just saying, worst performance of the season. And you watch now, different Leicester's going to turn up against Manchester United, which is going to infuriate me and all other Leicester City fans, is that why suddenly play up against the big clubs coming up against a team like Newcastle, who are struggling? They have now, because of that win, they're now stayed up. I'm looking at the table now. Chelsea win tomorrow, they go above us. West Ham win, they're only 2 points behind us. Tottenham, if they win, they're only 4 points behind us. So all these teams are creeping up. It does help slightly that Chelsea play Manchester City tomorrow. So they, you know, they'll want to win that to win the Premier League. So let's just hope Man City turn up.
Just going on that comment that Locks just put up.
Yes, I was going to say. Yeah, it is in
need other people's results.
Yeah, 100%.
The people.
No,
that
it's still in our hands, Jamie. That's what Locks is
that
saying.
Got,
it's in our hands.
Tomorrow, right? Yeah, it might still in our hands tomorrow. If Chelsea beat Man City, more than possibility, Chelsea win. If West Ham win, if Spurs win, if Liverpool win, they're coming up on our tails. And then we've got Man U, Chelsea and Spurs as well. We've got to get them points. We've got to rely on other teams to drop points. If we don't get any points from the next
three
games...
No. But Locks is saying if we've got three games left, Jamie. We win all three.
Well,
the way we
play tonight, can you see us winning? Really?
No, not even 1 point.
We're going to get our asses handed to a chance. Can I talk about the start of this game and say, do we not feel Rodgers got it all wrong by sticking three at the back to start with anyway? You know, to start the game with a back three of Fofana, Saint-Ju and Cassagna. You know, seriously, Brendan should be thinking, right, what have I got? Well, we've not got really much experience in that back three, if I'm honest with you. Who have I got I could play? Well, Fuchs could come in and play, do a job there, you know. And fill the gap if you're sticking three at the back. He's played enough games with back three. If you really want to stick to that back three, or go to a flat back four from the start and play Ricardo on the left, play Cassagna on the right if you have to. But the first 20 minutes, you could tell this wasn't working. You could tell we were getting torn apart after 30 minutes and we were 2-0 down, that this system wasn't working. We then went to a back four for what, 10 minutes before half time? And then we came out second half with a back three again. And it just seemed like Brendan did not want, was too stubborn today to change anything. And like I say, with 10 minutes to go, you get two goals back. Why are we not just sticking a big man up front and hoofing it forward and just hoping for a knockdown? Because by that point, Newcastle had gone at the back. Newcastle were all at six and sevens themselves. And you might have just had a bit more opportunity than playing pass here, pass there, pass here, pass there. And it's so predictable that we're going to do that every game. Change it up, put, you know, 10 minutes to go, change it. And I think that's my biggest frustration today. Rodgers didn't seem like he wanted to change it than where I felt if we'd started with a back four, I think the back two might have been a bit more comfortable. But we just looked like a team had lost the world, a world had gone by not having Johnny Evans at the back there.
Yeah, indeed. Listen, lads.
Without Evans, our defence is totally gun ho. They just go off willy nilly and do what they want to do. The person that keeps them in check is Johnny Evans.
Yeah, that's what Nigel Wood saying there. The comment is Evans was a loss for me. Player of the season, holds the back and controls. Never seen us lose a ball as much as that. That's Nigel saying that. Crispy says, I think we should, let's get some of these on. He says, I think we should sign a skillful player. I don't really want to start talking about players we should sign or whatever. We've got to get through this season in there. Mick says, dangling top four in front of the fans' faces all seasons long, only to take away in the last three or four games is not fair. Fans will be disappointed. Listen, Mick, it's not quite happened yet. I mean, we know it did happen last year. Taylor's or says, if we drop out the top four, what do we do? Have to have a long, hard look at Rodgers for me. There, he says. I think there's going to be a lot of views on that. Jamie, listen, we could keep talking for hours and hours. You've got your show on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. No doubt you're going to be full of this.
Absolutely fantastic fun. It's going to be really interesting to see what the fans' views are and what they come on. So, cheers.
I'm just going to very, very quickly add in, I'm going to shoot.
Yeah. So I'll speak right to you all later, and I'll see you on Sunday morning, lads and lasses.
Right, see you, Jamie.
See you later. Cheers, adios. Jamie.
Go on, Lux. I've added you in.
Yeah, you're up, mate. How you doing?
Yes.
No, you took Jamie out of the wrong. No, my point was, obviously, we were talking about the, like, it's in our hands. Yeah, my point was, at the moment, it's in our hands. You know, if we did, I don't think we will, but if we did win all three games, we don't need to rely on anybody else's. Oh, there's Jamie back.
He's come back to Leah. Yeah.
All right, then, Lox. Yeah. Right, then. What about the word pressure?
Pressure is correct.
It's squeaky bum time now for Leicester. If they win their games tomorrow and the weekend, we've got Man U on Tuesday. Chelsea have got Arsenal on Wednesday night. If we lose against Man U or don't get a point from against Man U, and then Chelsea win again, Chelsea beat Arsenal because Arsenal are not playing very well. What's the pressure? What's going to happen? Then we've got to rely on other people's result losing and hoping. Because, honestly, sitting here now after tonight's game, how many points do you think we're going to get from the next three games? Honestly, I don't say nine points, but honestly.
I'm not saying 9 points, mate, but I'm going to go with five or six. For six, because I think
you're going to get two
historically,
wins.
Historically, this season especially, we've played games like the Leeds game and the Fulham game where we've sat here and spoken about this same thing when we've lost. You know, when we've lost the Leeds and Fulham, we've said it's happening again. We're falling apart, but we're Leicester City, mate. We do tend to beat the bigger teams more often than we beat these worser off teams, and I think we'll do it again.
We've lost eight games at home, though, Lox. If we were top four, quality top four team, we would not lose them games at home. We would not lose them eight games. Look at the teams we've lost against. The lower teams at home, we should have won. If we want quality Champions League year in, year out, that a lot of fans wanting, we've got to be beating them teams. We're not. Just because we do it against the big, we've got to beat the smaller teams as well. That's what we've got to do. And the results we're getting, I can see us probably getting maybe a draw against Spurs, and that is it. I honestly think it's going again. It's slipping away like last year. It really is.
But to be fair, mate, like my point is, there were people saying that when we lost to Leeds and when we lost to Fulham. And, you know, we got results after that. We got big results. I know it's Sheffield United who were relegated, but 5-0. We beat Man United in the FA Cup. Like, yes, we're Leicester City and we beat these big teams and we drop points against these easy games like tonight, like Fulham, like Leeds. But, like, I don't know, mate. The discussion, which I obviously piped in on a few minutes ago, was, is it in our hands? Do we need to rely on other results? At this moment in time, pal, we don't need to rely on other results. If we go and get turned over against Manchester United, then fair play. I'll say to you, mate, you were right. We're now relying on other teams. But at this moment in time, it's all in our hands. If we can pick up some big results against these big teams, the Champions League is ours. And the Johnny Evans situation tonight really didn't help things. Obviously, the whole team prepared for this game, Johnny Evans was going to be in that back three, and it switched. And to be fair, I thought it would go to a back four, but it stayed at a back three with Castagna in there, I think. And yeah, but it's a debate that we've had. You know, we had this last year, mate. And look, there's two sides to it. I get what you're saying. We've dropped points again tonight to a game we should have won. But my point is, just at the moment, it's still in our hands. We've got three big games, three massive games, and it could go one or two ways. We could lose every game and we could be in sixth place in a few weeks, or we could win two, we could win three, and we'll be celebrating top four next season.
Hey, listen, lads, it's a great debate. We know watching Leicester is always fun. I'm going to say thanks to Jamie's just gone. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks to Lox. Thanks to Reedy. Thanks to Ross.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jamie's back.
Sorry.
Yeah, see you, mate. He's off. I've had enough.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go on, Reedy.
I think with what Lox has said, I think, in my opinion, I think we're not, I think everyone, we're chasing other results at the moment. I think because of how the players played today, I think they've got to now prove that they can beat them, that's three teams.
Yeah.
I say we are relying on them to lose at points if any of these next three games are losses. But I think if we can just beat the first team, as in Man United, then it looks completely different again. And I think the players, just because of the day today's result, they have to prove now they can still do it. And I think, like I say, I honestly think it was the Newcastle tactics that have made us play so bad. Yes, as John Evans' mistake, injury didn't really help, like Locke said, but I think we can still do this on our own at the moment. So
it's the problem is, Jamie touched on it, we've lost eight home games this season.
Yeah.
I mean, fans in or out of the stadiums, that is bad. Usually we're a force at home. Usually we're always a force. You know, the year we won the league, we lost one game. We went a year and a bit without losing at home. We've lost eight. I just said again, eight home games this season against Fulham's, your Leeds United's, your Arsenal's.
Hey, Ross, listen. Lads, I'm going to finish it there, but Ross, I'm going to say I've watched worse seasons than this one. So
true, but
listen, I'm going to put a spin on it. Like Lox was saying, we've got Man United. They've got a lot to play for themselves in the Europa League, and they've got three games in five. Tuesday is going to be a big one. We're doing the watch along. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff. We're going to be doing it from half five. So come join us there. Don't forget that Jamie's live at 10 on Sunday. I'm live at 7:30. We've got that Wembley shirt to do live on Monday. What on earth? Oh, it's just Leicester. We love it. We love it. We don't want it any other way, would we, lads?
No. We're third in the Premier League.
We have to make it the hard way. We have to do it the hard way if we do it.
We're third in the Premier League and in an FA Cup final. I know some people would disagree.
Yeah.
Just put it into context. We are third in the Premier League with three games to go and in an FA Cup final. That's what I'm saying.
We need a new Baldilocks bet now. You're now your head.
No, thanks for that. No.
Thanks, Lox. I'm glad you've come on, Lox, and been Mr. Positive. Well done. And thanks, Tom and Jack, for doing the watch along tonight. Thanks, Ross. And Reedy, thanks Reedy for your graphics as well. So thanks to everybody there. Tom,
he's just laying there now.
Tom looks sunburned.
Oh mate, I'm shattered. I've had a week of work all on my own, mate, in the van. So it's caught up with me now. I'm just disappointed, mate. I'm just sitting here. I'm just disappointed with a performance like that. I know what Locke's saying. He's third in FA Cup final, but I thought after last week, tonight we would have had a reaction for me, and I haven't seen a reaction. And that's my disappointment sitting here tonight.
I think it's just a disappointment, isn't it?
Yeah, we've lost 4-2 to a team who are 17th in the Premier League, you know, without even showing up. And that's the more disappointing thing tonight for me, mate. But we go again with Mr. Positive below me. There he is.
Can I just say, like, I am as disappointed as anyone else. I am. But I just refuse to accept that that's the end of the season. I will not accept it until it's mathematically impossible, whether that's on the last day for us to finish in the top four.
We're in the driving seat still. Like you say, we're in the driving seat. We've got to play Man United. You know, Leicester, we'll probably beat them. We'll probably beat Chelsea in the cup final. And then we'll probably lose to Chelsea, and then we'll probably have to do something against Spurs. That is watching Leicester City. That's why we love it.
hanging on for dear life, but we'll get there for now.
Listen, thanks everybody for all your comments. It's been brilliant. Thanks to Tom, thanks to Jack, thanks for Lox and Reedy and Ross and Jamie. It's been absolutely great to get all their views in and all their comments in. Thanks for all your views and all your comments. Reese, thanks for your positive comments. Likes Tom City on the beach. 10 donkeys says Derek, get lost, Derek. Come on, keep positive. I'll put final next Saturday, Derek. Man United on Tuesday. I'm with Lox. I'm disappointed about tonight, but I still remember we're third in the biggest league in Europe. We're also in that FA Cup final. So we just need, come on, let's go over the bloody line this season. I'll see you all next week. As ever, thanks to everybody for all your contributions, all your hard work and all your comments. It's a roller coaster. It was rubbish tonight. Man United Tuesday. Bring it on.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatman, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV. We'll be right back.